Welcome to the Osei Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to large unions. My guests today are Olivier Toutain from Burgundy School of Business in France, Michaela Loy, and Matteo Pizzi from the University of Cagliari. They all published an article entitled Entrepreneurial Competencies in Vocational Education. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Olivier, Michaela, Matteo, welcome to our podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic and what is the question you aim to answer?
Yes, of course. So the starting point of our research was a European project based on entrepreneurship competencies in vocational education training in Europe. It was in 2021. And in this project, we aimed to ask two questions. The first question was, to what extent and how do the dimension of entrepreneurial learning ecosystem support acquiring entrepreneurship competence in vocational education training? And the second question was, which policies, methods, tools, and approaches best support embedding entrepreneurship competence in vocational education training? So from this European project, we decided with Michaela and Matteo to explore the subject further by studying more the conception of the teaching of entrepreneurial competencies in secondary schools and how this relates to students' employability. So we designed as a goal to further our understanding of how the role of entrepreneurial competencies is conceived at the secondary level of education. So it was in order to clarify how these competencies relate to employability.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So if we have to highlight the two main contributions of our work is that they are that we identify three different conceptions of entrepreneurial competencies. And it's not astonishing, this result, but the problem is that those different perspectives actually highlight a diversity behind those conceptions. And some of the conceptions, in particular, one conception related to the entrepreneurial competencies as a way of making students able to identify their path in the job market. And the other one related to develop their competencies that could be used within already existent enterprises. There is another conception which is opposite to the two that we have highlighted, and is that entrepreneurial competencies are not relevant in the job market for those students that attend or enrolled in the educational web system. And this is a paradox that we highlight in our study. Why a paradox? Because actually, entrepreneurial competencies have been identified by policymakers as a way to increment employability of our students. But if those competencies are not the answer by the owner of those enterprises, why we are teaching entrepreneurial competencies in the VET system? This is the question that we highlighted at the end of our study and at the end of our analysis. And this was surprising for us.
What was the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I would say that the main methodological and somehow theoretical challenge was to make sense of the diversity of the conceptualizations of the role of entrepreneurial competencies in the VET system. Because as we were saying, the role of entrepreneurial competencies is not universally accepted, that it was challenging to inductively develop a conceptual model that could explain entrepreneurial competencies in the VET system. So the question and the challenge that that emerged was how can we theorize a construct that refused to be to be reduced into a bounded concept? So the tension was between imposing predefined category, impose coherence and reduce the diversity, artificially reduce the diversity, or describe this diversity in a narrative way without developing a real and impactful theoretical contribution. That's why we relied on theorizing through value-added approach. Which means going beyond self-evident meanings and ultimately developing through three steps the concept of ecosystem awareness that we'll describe later.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
We think that it was that paradox. Because we didn't know before, so we realized during the interviews, as Olivier probably know very well, that there was a part of the stakeholders that was not convinced about the role of entrepreneurial competencies. But what was surprising is that the stakeholders were not aware of that diversity. So it means that each of them had a conception, but this conception is not shared. So how is it possible for a system to develop a goal, an educational goal for students, if they have this diversity and this is a diversity which is not known by them? So this was surprising for us.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
We introduce all this diversity, this paradox, and this heterogeneity. We discuss a lot about these results, and we try to understand how we can handle this diversity and this heterogeneity, and what kind of suggestions we have for policymakers, but also for teachers and for the system. And our solution was to reflect on the ecosystem awareness. So we believe that probably to address this diversity, it's important to share that we have different conceptions. This is why we introduced the ecosystem awareness, which is actually the shared knowledge of this diversity in a system. And if we know this knowledge, and if we share this different knowledge and conception behind the role of entrepreneurial competencies, this is a starting point to define future goals and shared activities to exploit the real value, probably, of entrepreneurial competencies.
We observe in this way that the connection between entrepreneurial competencies and employability, for example, is not univocal, but somewhat varies according to the employability perspective in questions, and it depends on individual societal institutions. And so that's why shared social culture regarding the role of entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial competencies in the VET training system could be very important to develop.
Thanks a lot, Olivier, Michaela and Matteo, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Entrepreneurial Competencies in Vocational Education. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-edu.com and on the main podcast platforms.